Welcome to Employers and Assessment, brought to you by Education and Skills Funding Agency and Federation of Awarding Bodies. I'm Karen Bennett, and this episode I will be speaking with Jim Murphy. Hi, Jim.
Hi there.
So let's get started. So can you tell me a little bit about the value that EPA has brought to the apprenticeship programmes at Iceland?
Yes. We at Iceland have kind of adapted our role profile for our supervisory staff and our management teams. And we've adapted that in line with the skills, knowledge and behaviours that's expected throughout the apprenticeship programme. Now, what that means in terms of endpoint assessment is the value is completely aligned to our expectations. That means that we can strive for consistency, not only throughout the apprenticeship, but that is then the measure at the endpoint assessment, which allows the learner to then grow into the new role that they will automatically take up on completion of the apprenticeship.
So in terms of just exploring that a little bit more, so you've got consistency in terms of the roles and knowledge, skills, behaviour, which is then mapped onto the endpoint assessment. So for you, what I'm hearing about then is the value is not just around that consistency then, but it's almost about the next step in their career as well. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. In our level three and our level four programmes, so the team leader and store management, we actually offer a guaranteed position on completion of the apprenticeship, because we know that based on the actual learning and the EPA that our apprentices are already in a position to take up that senior role in the store. We actually believe that at Iceland now, because we are now 3 years into it, that the measured skill from the EPA for our internal apprentices is sometimes, well, is every bit as good and sometimes even better than the measured skill sets that you would get from recruiting external store managers. So to summarise that, it would be to say that it's much better for us to have our apprentices come through their programme and take up a store manager role rather than going out and recruiting experienced store managers.
So for you, it's been a real sort of talent management programme, and that EPA with that real consistent knowledge, skills and behaviours has really supported that talent management programme?
Absolutely, yes.
Brilliant. That's really great to hear. I guess I'm sort of interested in how you, within Iceland, so you've got your programmes, how do you prepare, make sure your apprentices are prepared for that EPA?
Yeah, well, the one thing I would say about Iceland is we always put the learner first. So everything that we do is either based on feedback from our learners, or you know, any opportunity we can get to improve the programme. We work extremely closely with our partners, and we work closely with them throughout the whole apprenticeship experience, but we measure the capability and skills right at the beginning. And I'm sure everyone does that, but we then go into things such as skills endorsements. So skills endorsements are, we have a skills endorsement for each module, which is signed off by the line manager prior to their next visit from their trainer. We have a thing called jargon busters. And the jargon busters, for a lot of our learners, just brings the reality of the apprenticeship back to Iceland. And we talk Iceland language. And that's extremely important for when it comes to the EPA, that our EPA organisation understands the Iceland language and they can easily relate it to what's required for completion. We have four mock assessments throughout the whole apprenticeship experience, and we support any learner who has got any kind of difficulties at any point throughout there. And we also have a peer review at 6 months, and it's 6 months into your apprenticeship, if you're on track and you're doing a good job, we will guarantee you a fairly substantial pay rise in order to keep their motivation levels high to complete the final part of the apprenticeship.
Brilliant. So it sounds like there's a lot in place to really prepare them and support and motivate them through to get through to that EPA. What kind of feedback do you get from the apprentices going through that process?
Yeah, well, most of what I've just said has come directly from listening groups or case studies that we have with our apprentices. We have check-in days where we invite apprentices to come along and talk about their experiences, whether that's good or challenging. I also have given my own personal email and telephone number to all our apprentices. And sometimes it gets used, and sometimes I hear from the guys and girls and find out how well they're doing. We have posters with links to application forms in all our stores. And we also have an 18-page apprenticeship guide with two guides, one for the potential apprentice and one for the line manager, so that all the way through it, they know what experiences and at what times the experiences will happen throughout the whole apprenticeship. So it's quite a lot there.
Yeah, so that sounds really good. So you've got a real feedback loop from the apprentices themselves that are going through it, that you'll then look at and continue to review the programmes. And also for you, it sounds like what's really important is also to make sure the line managers have got the right information as well.
Yes, it's extremely important for us that the line managers take an active role in the whole apprenticeship road.
Brilliant. So finally, what lessons can you share with other organisations about how you've worked with providers and EPAOs throughout your apprenticeship programmes?
Sure. Well, at the beginning, I mentioned the word consistency, and it may not be the same, you know, for all apprenticeship employers, but we actually believe that consistency is the key. So we've worked with our provider and our EPAO, and we've worked with both of them since the beginning in 2017 when we had our first apprentices. And what that means for us is that they understand our business, they understand our culture, they've been fantastic at adapting the program to suit our needs. They know us, they know the language that retailers speak, which they can really, and that really supports the learner during gateway and during assessments. That provides the consistency that we strive for in all our apprentices. Now, that might not be right for everyone. There may be other businesses out there who prefer to have a number of provider partners or a number of EPAOs, but for us, it suits us that we work as a trio and we work together consistently and constantly to keep improving the offer that we've got.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So what I'm interested in there is it's almost like, so your providers, you almost sort of put them through a mini induction around so that they really understand the company and the culture. And I guess for you as well as an organisation, it's really important to keep them updated of changes that you're going through as an organisation.
Absolutely. And we believe that because we are, a tight-knit trio, that communication between the three of us helps us get to exactly that place. And there's less need for lots and lots of contact with different providers and different EPAOs when we all understand the language, the culture, and the need for our apprentices to be confident when it comes to endpoint assessment. Because I do believe at the beginning we have to be very clear with the new apprentices that, in 12 to 15 months' time, there will be assessments And for a lot of people, that's a challenge. And for many of our apprentices, they were really hard throughout the apprenticeship and then start to get nervous about the EPA. And we have to make sure that we make that as simple a process as we can for them and take out any potential stress levels.
So that's really interesting. So some real learning there around working together across, you know, the employer, the provider and the EPO to really support the apprentice and really get them prepared from the beginning. So thanks so much, Jim, for sharing these insights. It's been really great to talk to you today.
You're listening to Employers and Assessment on FE News. Check out our other episodes on the FE News website or wherever you find your podcasts.